Now these are the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, says, the man who is raised on high says, the anointed of the Elohim of Jacob, the sweet psalmist of Israel, Yahuwah's spirit spoke by me. His word was on my tongue. Elohim of Israel said, the rock of Israel spoke to me, one who rules over men righteously, who rules in the fear of Elohim, shall be as the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, when the tender grass springs out of the earth, through clear, shining after rain. Isn't my house so with Elohim? Yet he has made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for it is all my salvation and all my desire. Won't he make it grow? But all the ungodly will be as thorns to be thrust away, because they can't be taken with the hand. The man who touches them must be armed with iron and the staff of a spear. They will be utterly burned with fire in their place. These are the names of the mighty men whom David had: Josheb Basibeth, a Tahkimonite, chief of the captains. He was called Adino the Eznite, who killed 800 at one time. After him was Eliar, the son of Dodai, the son of an Ahuhite, one of the three mighty men with David when they defied the Philistines who were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel had gone away. He arose and struck the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand froze to the sword. And Yahuwah worked a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to take plunder. After him was Shammah, the son of Agee, a Hararite. The Philistines had gathered together into a troop where there was a plot of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the middle of the plot and defended it and killed the Philistines. And Yahuwah worked a great victory. 3 of the 30 chief men went down and came to David in the harvest time to the cave of Adullam, and the troop of the Philistines was encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. David said longingly, "Oh, that someone would give me water to drink from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." The 3 mighty men broke through the army of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate and took it and brought it to David. But he would not drink of it, but poured it out to Yahuwah. He said, "Be it far from me, Yahuwah, that I should do this. Isn't this the blood of the men who risked their lives to go?" Therefore he would not drink it. The 3 mighty men did these things. Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief of the 3. He lifted up his spear against 300 and killed them, and had a name among the 3. Wasn't he most honorable of the 3? Therefore he was made their captain. However, he wasn't included as one of the 3. Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done mighty deeds, killed the 2 sons of Ariel of Moab. He also went down and killed a lion in the middle of a pit in a time of snow. He killed a huge Egyptian, and the Egyptian had a spear in his hand. But he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did these things and had a name among the 3 mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he didn't attain to the 3. David set him over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was one of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. Shammah, the Haradite. Elika, the Haradite. Helez, the Paltite. Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekuoite. Abiezer, the Anathathite. Mibunai, the Hushathite. Zelmon, the Ahohite. Maharai, the Netophathite. Heleb, the son of Baana, the Netophathite. Ittai, the son of Ribai of Gibeah, of the children of Benjamin. Benaiah, a Pirathonite. Hiddai of the brooks of Gash, Abialbon the Arbathite, Asmaveth the Barhumate, Eliabba the Shalbonite, the sons of Jashin, Jonathan, Shammah the Hararite, Ahiam the son of Sharar the Ararite, Eliphelet the son of Ahasbai, the son of the Mukathite, Eliam the son of Ahithophel the Gilonite, Hezro the Carmelite, Parai the Arbite, Egal the son of Nathan of Zobah, Bani the Gadite, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berothite, armor-bearers to Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ithrite, Gareb the Ithrite, and Uriah the Hittite, 37 in all.